Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and ultra-stiff parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2VFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 35 degrees. Temperature range today was 35 to 41, and not a bit of sunshine today. This is the fourth day now I've had to have everything running on the 9-volt power because there just hasn't been any sun there to charge up the battery sufficiently. So hopefully that's going to end tomorrow and over the next 3 days after that, hopefully, the way it looks. And I did finally get in touch with the fella in Jersey, guy that used to own Gregory Electronics. I know he had a lot of the old radio equipment from there and hadn't heard from him. I found out he had had two major strokes this year, including something I really didn't even know, that if you're a veteran, there's certain types of clot busters that they use there for veterans that they don't, for a military and other personnel, they don't use on the civilians. I found that out. Experimental or what the thing is, probably. And that's the only thing that saved him from a second stroke where he was paralyzed from the neck down. And that busted the clot and everything started coming back for him. So he's finally back home. And I've been looking to get one of these custom MVPs at 42 to 50 range. So get my Master 2 2-meter crystals out and put them in it and get back on 2 meters again, at least on Simplex, at least on the 525 and 540. So that's basically what's been going on. Mothers will forget, I won't even go into it. So I'll say 73's all around then. God bless them. 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, at least you got a hold of him. Sounds like he's doing all right if he's able to talk with you there, so. All right, well, have a good evening. Hopefully we will get some sun. It has been gray this year, I tell you what, especially this winter. But we'll see what happens. All right, you have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, George, and Ambulance is coming in. This is N2OIQ here. Well, I mean, we didn't do too much today. Went to town there once, and just kind of put it around. We got a new router for things for here at home, and that's working out really fine. And anyways, but we got about 35 degrees and a high today of 43 and a low of 35. I ain't checked the forecast for sure what's going to happen, but I know they were talking about some lake effects overnight. It's supposed to get colder, but I don't think there's going to be too much accumulation out of it. So, but anyways. So, with that, we didn't get a whole lot of rain either that they were talking. That was, what, 70-80% chance of rain, and we got very little, so anyways. So, tomorrow morning I got a doctor's appointment at 8:30 in the morning down Lavo, and that'd be my first time there because they had changed doctors because the doctor I had retired, so it'd be interesting down there for the first time. And other than that, that's about it. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening and talk to you later. And to Kilclair.
All right, Dan. Well, good luck with the new doctor there tomorrow, and well, maybe it'll be a shorter drive. I don't remember where you were going there last time, but maybe that'll be one benefit out of it. All right, well, you have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. Good evening. Good evening, Dan, and good evening, George. Yeah, we got, I looked at the thermometer here at 30 degrees. We had almost 38 today. It got fairly warm in the afternoon. We had quite a bit of rain. Yeah, I took a trip to Old Forge and got some errands done up there. It was raining lightly going up and fairly lightly coming back down, and then it got heavier and heavier, and I thought, well, for whatever reason, we're going to wind up losing the snow we had. But we've still got probably, I'd say, 4 to 6 on the ground, but boy, it's sloppy stuff. And now we got the fresh snow on top, so still coming down last time I looked out. That's pretty much it for this end, Jeff. So maybe we'll get a little better weather and possibly some snow, a little sunshine, help us out and recharge the batteries. So turn it back to you. I'll say 73 to all and 5AOW clear.
All right. I know you got the net tomorrow night. And if you're around there Friday, feel free to pick it up. I won't be here Friday. Or you or Dan or anybody, George, wants to pick it up, I won't be available Friday evening, but figure I throw that one out there while everybody's hopefully still listening. And all right, well, thanks, Bill. I guess we're supposed to get a little bit of snow. You got more there than we have here, that's for sure. We don't have anything near 4 to 6 inches, I'd say, right now. If I had to guess, I'd say 2 or 3 inches maybe out there, maybe. So all right, well, have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. All right, well, for myself, not much to report. I had to work today and got to work tonight, so and I'm looking forward to the weekend already. So, all right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular room to use. I'd like to thank George, Dan, and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
5AOW, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, you got three of you there. And if you'd stand by, please, for just 1 minute, I do have traffic for each one of you. It's the courtesy copy of the report that we send in for every month for the Act 10. And let me acknowledge N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. KC2NBU. Hello, Ray. And N5AOW. Hello, Bob. Let me make one more try. Any other stations? Okay, very good. Dennis, are you ready to copy or listen or whatever?
Yes, sir.
Okay, KC2NBU. Are you still there, Ray? Yeah, maybe he's still there. Maybe you'll hear it. 10-5-AOW, are you ready?
Roger, ready to copy, Jack.
Okay, so we'll pass 2 or 3, depending on what happens here. Common parts, routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, December 1. Break, November, Octan report, stations 924, traffic 322, sessions 30. 7-3 break. Assign mark KB2KOJ. He's my assistant net manager. So, end of the traffic. If anyone has a question, ask me when I call you there. Okay. Who do I got first here? Well, doesn't make any difference. N2WBX, number 611.
N2WBX, 611. Roger.
Thank you, sir. N5AOW, Bob, number 612.
Roger, copy that, Jack, 612.
Okay, KC2NBU, are you listening by any chance?
Yes, 613.
No, actually, I bounced around here, 610. 610, Ray, thanks.
Got it, 610.
Thank you, Steve, appreciate that. I'll make one more call here before I move on. Are there any other stations to check in tonight with or without traffic?
This is N2OYQ. No traffic. Good evening, Jack.
Well, how long, Dan? You got your radio back on the air, huh?
Yeah. A new new power supply for it and stuff, so it's worked out really well, so hope to get back on here more often, so back to you, Jack, and to IQ.
Yeah, okay, very good. Good to hear you, Dan. Yeah, I look forward to hearing you more often there. If I didn't give a call, N2OYQ, of course. Up in Glenfield. Okay, very good. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.